Isaiah chapter 43. For thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he that formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers they won't overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you won't be burned, and the flame won't kindle upon you. For I am Yahweh your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba for you. Since you are precious in my eyes, you have been honourable, and I have loved you. Therefore I will give men for you and people for your life. So you see, God's people, Israel, were created by him. He says, I formed you, I created you, therefore fear not, for you're mine and I love you. So when you think about it, God has created us as well. So we've been created by God, and that means, because we didn't come here by chance, that means that we are loved by him. It means that he will save us in the end. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, do not keep back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Well, that started to happen when the Jews were there in captivity in Babylon and some of them in Egypt. God, through Cyrus, did say, Jews, you can go home. But although God said that, they didn't want to, most of them. They wanted to stay there. So God makes it possible for men and women to be saved and to come to his kingdom, but a lot of them don't want it. And that's a tragedy. Even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. So we are all individuals, and we're all uniquely made so that we might glorify God. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is true. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Saviour. This is a wonderful thing, that God had no beginning, and he has no end. He's got so much power, and yet he has this special love for us. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore you are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. So the way that God has been so patient and gentle in always trying to save his people Israel is the great witness and encouragement to us that he will save little me too. Yes, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who will stop it? So no one can stop God's plan to save us. Thus says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which brings forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They will not rise. They are extinct. Don't remember the former things, nor consider the things of old, because behold, I do a new thing. So some people are very caught up in the past, and the past was better, and the past, this was wrong in the past, and all the rest of it. But he's saying, look, stop thinking about all that, because I will do a new thing. The future is the best. The best is yet to come. The best is ahead. Behold, I will do a new thing. I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field will honour me, the dragons and the owls, because I will give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They will show forth my praise. But despite all this wonderful love of God for his people, you have not called upon me, O Jacob. You've got bored of me, O Israel. You haven't brought me the small cattle of your burnt offerings. They didn't bother with doing the little things for God that he loves. Neither have you honoured me with your sacrifices. I have not caused you to serve with an offering, nor wearied you with demanding incense. You've brought me no sweet cane with money, neither have you filled me with the fat of your sacrifices. that you have wearied me with your sins and your iniquities. But I, even I, am he that blots out your transgressions for my own sake and will not remember your sins. So God is trying by all means to force through his purpose of saving these sinful people. Remember me, let us plead together, declare that you may be justified. Your first father has sinned, and your teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary and have given Jacob to the curse. So he just trying to get them to see, look, you really have sinned in the past, and you have suffered for it, but I want to save you. This is the love of God, and it is this same God who so loves us.